Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, as we get started this hour, we had an email during the break from our friend Mike up in New York City, and he makes these comments, and I'm going to read them. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Why is Joe Biden hiding out in his basement? Well, Biden runs out of energy. He gets exhausted just watching the president's rallies to see what else he can plagiarize. Now, is it possible that Biden told the truth when he said he never took a penny? Well, for that to be true, he would have had to have been so dumb and his son so smart that he did not know what foreign deals his son was doing while cheating him out of his cut. Not likely he's that dumb, and no way his junkie son is that smart.
Yeah.
Like that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go on. If it is true, how could Joe Biden ever stand up to China, Iran, or Russia if he got scammed by his punk son? They are way smarter and much more devious than Hunter Biden. Either way, Joe is either too dumb or too corrupt or both to hold any elective office. And by the way, one last thing. The idiots who claim it's un-American to question the validity of mass mail ballots are the same morons who insist the coming vaccine is not valid. He closes by saying, love your show, but have to get some sleep now. Mike in New York. All right, there you go.
Yeah, those are some great comments, obviously, and I think he's absolutely right on the nose, Captain, and especially when he's talking about the energy factor, and I don't mean just like the oil energy factor for Joe Biden, although that's incredibly important, but the energy factor of Joe Biden himself, he's right. And as we were talking about last week about the debate, Joe Biden had to rest up. And what you saw on television was all the energy he had. And
he ran out of energy when he started to push back and forth on the podium, and his eyes started to go around in circles, and he was staring off aimlessly, and he looked at his watch, and I'm telling you, that was a smartwatch.
And he was starting to, I think he was wanting to get out of there. You know, he was probably wondering how much longer, but honestly, what we saw was someone who was, it was starting to be very, well, here's a phrase, taxing for Joe Biden, to continue standing there and talking about these things. Mm-hmm. Whereas, by contrast, President Trump looked like, mm-hmm. well, he could go another 90 minutes, no problem.
Now, five staffers close to Vice President Pence have tested positive for coronavirus. Again, testing positive doesn't mean you have it. And the vice president, who also had a test, tested negative. He's going to maintain his campaign schedule, and he, as well, he should. I mean, he's not tested positive, so onward and upward we go, right?
Oh, absolutely. And again, I mean, you do have people working in close proximity, no doubt, working for the vice president. So, but you're right. Just because you have tested positive, you don't have symptoms per se. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's see here. Our buddies over at, Judicial Watch, we've just filed a Freedom of Information Act FOIA lawsuit for text messages between McCabe and former FBI officials Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Jennifer Leonard, and former Obama White House Deputy Assistant to the President for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, Lisa Monaco. This is Judicial Watch versus the U.S. Department of Justice, and it gives me a case number. Now, that could be very interesting.
Well, sure, because, you know, we continue, every time we peel back a layer of the onion, it just gets worse with this stuff. And this is going to become, even more interesting, maybe more front and center. And especially if the election goes Trump's way, these kinds of investigations mm-hmm. and so forth will probably continue and get more intense.
Now, the Afghani government is reporting that the second in command on the FBI's most wanted list in Al-Qaeda was killed in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's what we hear. You know, and again, you know, very interesting news. This, you know, continues.
And then just for good measure, let's toss this one in there. AOC told Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders must be on his cabinet.
You know, it begins, Captain. It begins. You know, she and the squad and her ilk and these far-left, quote-unquote, progressives, they have an agenda whether Biden wins or loses. And both are not good.
You're right. Yeah. And here comes the music. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you what Joe Biden said to some of his supporters. You're going to love this one. Matter of fact, it was his Wall Street supporters. And then the coronavirus stimulus agreement. Is it dead or is it alive? Well, we'll tell you what we know. You won't believe it. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and in the times in which we're living, somebody needs to give you a break. Well, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, All of Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 back with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. And I know they'll do that because they did that for me. I had to have my windshield replaced about 3 weeks ago now. Now, they handle the insurance claim, and they come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get that $100 back when they put the windshield in. And, Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is with those melodic tones again, I'm telling you. Steve is jealous, by the way, because Steve the other day, when you signed off, he says, that's okay, I'll do the jingle. But I never heard him say anything.
That's funny. Cool, very cool.
Now, if Joe Biden wins, he has told his Wall Street supporters, the people that have given him money and the people that support him, that he just can't wait to raise the taxes.
Well, sure, they got to raise the taxes. There's no way they can pay for all this. Well, they can't pay for it anyway, but they'll raise the taxes. And a lot of these things are excuses to just do that. And if anybody thinks that simply by raising taxes, Joe Biden will be able to create the utopia that they keep talking about, they're sadly mistaken. You'll have less money. The government will have more, and it won't get any better. That's kind of the long and the short of it. But of course he's going to raise taxes. Now, he'll say he's only going to raise taxes on those people making $400,000 a year. the big fat cats, but they're not fat cats. They're individual businesses in many cases that pay themselves a small salary after they pay them all their employees and pay for all the other business expenses out of that about $400,000 they might make in a year.
Now, according to Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, he said that Joe Biden's been caught in repeated lies over and over again recently because of the, quote, Biden Incorporated get-rich-quick scheme.
Right. Well, yeah, you see, and that's exactly what it would be called, you know, in a wider scope. If the news media was interested in actually covering it, the very fact that it was introduced, you know, really to a wider audience in the debate the other night, is a major thing. But, you know, for any investigative reporter, and they're out there, I mean, this is why we know about this story for one thing, but, you would think that some other reporters would want to pick it up and run with it, basically, but they won't.
Have you heard his latest gaffe?
What's that?
He said he created a voter fraud organization.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. They created one of the greatest voter fraud organizations in history or something.
Yep, that's what he said. Exactly. That's the way he said it. And he probably did.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, why they push for certain
but
things.
But then he said, oh, no, no, I'm at.
Well, you know, but Captain, you know, it may be catching because I saw a clip of Kamala Harris saying that COVID-19 had killed 200 million Americans or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe it's catching. I don't know.
Yeah, she also cracked up when she was asked about the socialist perspective she'd bring to the White House, and she just started laughing. She said, that's a laugh, and she just started roaring.
Well, and you remember, that's how she got out of very serious questions about how she criticized Joe Biden back during the primaries. Very serious accusations,
well,
I'd add, and she laughed it off.
She is no moderate. Matter of fact, folks, her voting record tells us she's further left than Bernie Sanders.
Oh, wow. God help us all with that because, you know, and even Bernie Sanders. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, Captain, I think AOC, you know, pushing that Bernie Sanders be the Secretary of Labor.
She didn't push. She demanded he gets a cabinet position if Joe Biden gets elected.
That's right. Well, and the thing is, too, I think she was saying they're not just looking to rewind back to pre-Trump. You know, they want to push it further. I mean, and like I said, mm-hmm. AOC and her elk, the far left, they have an agenda. Mm-hmm. It's not a good one for the United States.
Now, the coronavirus stimulus agreement could happen this week, so says Nancy Pelosi. Don't hold your breath, folks. But the Dems seem to need it because they got to help their undercard candidates that they know are in big trouble right now because of the defund police movement.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, the big question would be, if there was an agreement, could it even be put together with all the logistics that you have to go through in the House and Senate to get it passed so the president could sign it? And would their checks be coming, would checks be coming out by November 3rd? That, unfortunately, at this phase, would appear highly doubtful.
No, but, and Mnuchin said the checks are ready to go. All they got to do is pass it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, we've got to try to get to that point, but would the Nancy Pelosi, I wonder if it even matters at this point because she doesn't want to give Trump a win on something. But you're right. There's got to be tremendous pressure against her to get something done, even in spite of the fact that she doesn't want to do anything for Trump.
Now, here's some really fascinating news, and I thoroughly believe that this is correct. Economist Stephen Moore has said that the quarter three GDP will double the current U.S. record from 30% to 35%.
Wow, that's really huge. Yeah, exactly.
And people are going back to work. The economy's getting better. Businesses are opening, unless you're in Michigan.
Or California. And if you ever wanted to go to Disneyland ever in any time in the foreseeable future, I mean, you've still got a lot of problems because of these kinds of shutdowns. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you're right, Captain. People are going back to work, and they want to go back to work. And I think, Captain, that they understand that President Trump is the one to help get them back to work. He said as much in the debate. He said, we can't close our country. And Biden evidently is on the side of close the country, it looked like.
Now, the GOP currently leads the Dems in Florida's in-person early voting, which is pretty significant.
Well, it really is. And, of course, I think in this particular case, the GOP is going to break to the in-person, more of the in-person voting, more than the mail-in voting, ultimately.
Yeah.
And a lot of people want to go vote on November 3rd as
yeah.
well.
And here in Florida, President Trump is up in the Rasmussen poll by 3. He's up by 4 in the other poll that I've been making, having a little fun with, and that's the, let's see here, that's the Florida Dude snap poll where he actually called 2,000 registered voters. Let's go to the phone line. We've got Dan, the man from Lafayette, Indiana, on the phone. Is it snowing there?
No, we got drizzle. It's 45. We got a ways to go before it snows.
Okay. What's up?
All right. Well, what I was going to call, you talked about what Steve Moore said about GDP.
Yep.
There's something more fundamental yet. We're $27 trillion in debt. They want another stimulus, and we haven't finished a budget yet for this year. So you're looking at another $5 trillion put on the current.
Oh, I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that.
Well, just based on the stimulus this year and our national debt, that's not unfunded mandates or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So kind of keeping it. If we have anything we got to worry about, it's just paying the interest on this debt. Mm-hmm. We might have to borrow more money to pay interest on a debt. It'd be like trying to pay one credit card with another. You want to see a pandemic. If they can't get the fiscal house in order, then a year from now, we could be looking at a global fiscal crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts to domino out of control.
Mm-hmm.
If I was Trump, the way this election looks, I have no idea who's going to win it. This is the screwiest set of data you would ever want to see.
Did you hear my information from the polling data I had from a guy in Florida that does a snap poll?
What's that, for Florida or for the nation?
The nation and several key states.
I've seen a new one, a Ruger matrix. It's based on gun stocks. When Democrats win, gun stocks go up. When Republicans win, gun stocks go down. And right now they're going down, which means it's a Republican victory.
Yeah.
It's about as sane as anything else.
Well, I'm going to read the Florida Dude snap poll, and we're going to be going to a break. So if you want to hang on, I'll read it, and you can hear it. These are registered voters that were called by my pal down there in South Florida, and he actually makes these calls. As people make these calls and come up with these numbers, you're going to be astounded by what you hear because we read it in the first hour, didn't we, Kyle?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kyle was even going, whoa, at some of these states, I'm telling you. I mean, you can laugh about it all you want, but it's true. I mean, good Lord. And the other thing is, Dan, we got something we want to ask you about anyway, because you're always the economist type guy, right?
Right.
Yeah, we got something we want to ask you here about the economy. I got a question. Here comes the music. Okay, hang on, Dan, and hang on, Kyle. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to bring Dan the man back in there. And I'm going to read these snap poll numbers because part of it in here pertains to the economy. And that's where the rubber meets the road. It's even better, according to this poll, than what we heard earlier. And I don't doubt it for a second because a lot of people are doing very well. And they're not millionaires. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Trusting the American people to do what's right. That's what Vice President Mike Pence says is the best way to deal with the coronavirus. He told CBS's 60 Minutes that he and the president believe Americans will do what's right when it comes to Thanksgiving gatherings.
Families may make a decision that certain elderly family members might take a pass. But I think the difference between President Trump and me and some of the public voices in this debate over the last year has been we trust the American people.
When asked about reopening schools, Pence said the administration is dedicated to getting schools all of the testing and protective equipment they need to run classes safely, adding that students and parents should still follow local health recommendations.
The American Academy of Pediatricians made it clear early on that distance learning, this online learning, is no substitute for being in the classroom.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. I've been taking a product for going on 5 years. It works for me, and hopefully it'll work for you too. Now, I've been taking it because my ankle swells up and my leg swells up when I'm on it for long periods of time, like I was the other night down in Sarasota. And before the event started, and I knew I was going to have a problem, I took Relief Factor. And it was pretty much in check until about the end of the event, and then it started to swell up again. And I just, when I got back to the radio station to do the weekend show, I took another pack, and it went back down again. So there you go. Now, it's 100% drug-free, and it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body's natural response to inflammation. And it lowers or eliminates pain altogether associated with whatever, because it goes right to the source of the pain. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you have, supports healthy joints and muscles. And for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start that gets it all going. Now, Christmas is around the corner. This would be a great Christmas present for somebody suffering with pain and aches and muscle joints and all that sort of stuff. So, $19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, because after all you got to lose is pain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to read this snap poll. I'm going to bring Dan into the mix, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dan the man, you ready?
Ready.
This is called the Florida Dude Snap Poll. We're going to start out with Texas. 1,000 registered voters called. Texas, Trump, 55%. Biden, 39%. I'm going to go down the poll, and then we can talk about it. Florida Dude Snap poll, West Virginia, 500 registered voters call. Trump, 71%. Biden, 23%. Florida Dude Snap poll, 1,000 registered voters call. Pennsylvania, 51% Trump, 44% Biden. Florida Dude Snap poll, 500 registered voters called. Alaska, Trump, 57%, Biden, 32%. Here's Minnesota, and this is really interesting. And I believe it because I've been hearing this for a couple of weeks now. Florida Dude Snap poll, 1,000 registered voters called. Minnesota, Trump, 48, Biden, 44. Florida Dude Snap poll, 2,000 registered voters called. In New York State, Biden 52, Trump 42. Unless you go north, and then it's 2-1, Trump over Biden, north of Poughkeepsie. Now, Florida Dude Snap poll, 2,000 voters called. Ohio, Trump 54%, Biden 41. That's since the debate and since the comments about fracking. Florida Dude Snap poll, Florida 4% Trump, and Rasmussen poll has Trump up by 3% in Florida. And then nationally, 5,000 registered voters called. Trump 50.8%, Biden 43.8%. First of all, Dan, what do you think about those numbers?
Well, I like them. Some of them don't surprise me. You know, your Texas,
Ohio.
We'll wait to see on Ohio. I mean, the traditional Republican states are falling into line like traditional Republican states. Two of these, I would love to see Trump win Minnesota.
Well, you know what that's you know what that's
since 72.
You know what that's all about in Minnesota, though, don't you? That's the Blue Lives Matter vote that I've been telling everybody about. That in these cities where they defunded the police and they had the riots, it's going to come back to bite those local officials in the butt big time.
Well, I tell you what, I have came across more non-traditional polls than I've ever seen in my life this year. Everybody's trying to forecast it. And I don't think anybody really knows what they're doing. How it's going to turn out, I have no idea now.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see Trump win. Traditional polling shows it's Biden. Biden barely. Electoral college, landslide. I have no idea. I mean, I can tell you this. I can tell you that there's several states that Trump has given up on. And
10.
Several states. Yeah.
10 states.
I was hoping above hope that he could pull out Nevada and Minnesota. And he's kind of pulled out of both of those. Other states, I don't know why the Bidens are wasting time in Georgia. I think Trump has that. Maybe not as much as he had the last time, but I think he can win that by 3 or 4%.
Well, it's because
the biggest I've heard is 7.
It's because of the news that came out yesterday about George Soros and his MoveOn.org or whatever that organization is. I guess I said it right. They sunk another $50 million or $100 million somewhere in that vicinity to go after the blacks and Hispanic vote, which they are not going to get.
Well, I hope you're right. I think the Hispanic vote, especially in Florida, will go Trump's way. Because a lot of them come from Venezuela, Cuba, and know what socialism is all about. And there's a lot of them there. Hopefully that can pull Trump over the line even better than 3%. Well, that's to be seen. But, you know, the rest of them, I don't know. Blacks going big on a Republican. I wish it was true, but I'll believe it when I see it. I think there's going to be fewer of them voting. I think a lot of people of that group especially will stay home this election.
Mm-hmm.
They won't have the turnout like they normally do.
Well, they say the younger votes are the younger blacks are going to turn out to vote.
I hope so, and I hope if they do, I hope they vote for Trump. But they're mm-hmm. like the union. His approval rating with African Americans is up
all
there,
right.
But
well, Kyle,
that's different than going out and vote for the guy.
Kyle, let me bring you in here. What do you think about all this?
Well, I do think that these Florida Dude Snap polls are obviously very interesting, and I do think that there has been so many underrepresented Trump supporters in a lot of these different polls from the mainstream media. Because, again, it looks like with our eyes we can see the massive amounts of people that come out to the Trump rallies. So I guess the question becomes, do people just, are they just so comfortable with voting for Biden and they're so afraid of COVID-19 that they're just not going to come out to a Democrat rally? No way, no how. In other words, a lot of times when you really want somebody to be president or there's a real critical mass happening in the country that would be pro-Biden and not anti-Trump, I would add, that you'd have people coming out and socially distancing, and but doing that for their candidate.
But I'm going to leave you, I'm going to leave Dan with this thought. When you have the former president of the United States standing on a street corner with a bullhorn and can only muster 42 people in a crowd, you've got a big-time problem. A big-time problem.
Surrogates never work.
Yep. All right,
well, and Biden and Obama is one of them. You name somebody he has endorsed and went out and campaigned for and who has won. Even when he was president, he was never any good at it.
I can't.
Usually surrogates don't work.
All right, I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you again soon, later this week.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later, Gabby.
Dan the Man.
Kyle Goody.
Yep, thank you. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, and always a plethora of information. Now, before we move on, Kyle, you're on Facebook, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Facebook has tightened the rules on election content in the case of unrest. Anybody that puts anything out there that even spurns or threatens or talks about what could happen or what might happen is probably going to get censored or banned or both.
Yeah, very true. And of course, basically, I mean, you know, the kinds of content that I put out or that you put out typically has to do with the polling or the other news.
They're news stories. They're legitimate news stories.
Exactly.
And we credit the source.
That's right. And I think what they're probably concerned about is anybody who would have incendiary kinds of language, like this is going to happen if, you know, and that kind of stuff, anything that could be perceived as a threat. But at the same time, are you talking about the idea that anybody talking about, well, they think this group might do this and such, or that group might do this and such? Is that the kind of what they're talking about as well, do you think?
Well, somebody, one of my friends put out, they're coming for your guns, like that, with a bunch of exclamation marks. He got banned.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, well, see, now that, you know.
Instead of saying, according to reports, the Dems are going to seek gun control, which is what the story said, that's the title he threw in there.
Right, exactly. Because, again, they may perceive it as incendiary, but the idea
Well, it
that,
was.
Yeah,
the title
yeah,
was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what they want to do is they definitely want to curtail the Second Amendment. There's no doubt about that.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. And we all know that. And that's why Mark Kelly right now is having problems in Arizona, because Malcolm McSally is driving that point home, and there's a lot of gun owners in Arizona.
Well, sure, exactly. But again, this is because people see what's happening on their TV screens, and they realize, hey, we might have to protect ourselves at some point, in a very real sense, what they're seeing on TV.
Yeah, and I got some letters to the editor here. Can't read them. I'll probably read them tomorrow. But Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then Denise Simon comes along. But I do have some letters to the editor that I got that were really, really, really good. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At 2CN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. Donna Fiducia, thank you very much. Up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from our friends down there in Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, nearest you when you're out there on the road, on the highways and byways. You truckers out there, pull on in there. And if you don't already know about the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, you soon will. And by the way, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get yourself a free cup of coffee and consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, where you get points for buying fuel, points for buying stuff in the restaurant, points for buying stuff in the store, and you can use them later on down the line. Christmas is a-coming, and you can use it for all that good stuff. In the meantime, here's what's coming right now. righty. That's Spencer Davis, the Spencer Davis Group, and that's called Gimme Some Lovin'. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about here with the weather, so I got to get on over here for the benefit of the truckers and whatnot, because we got to let you know about a couple different things that are going on here. First of all, it's not just about the snowstorm that's out there. It's about the tropical storm that will become a hurricane and come into the Gulf, and all interest from Louisiana and East Texas over to the panhandle of Florida, you need to start paying attention to the weather. We've got another big-time rainmaker, a tropical storm, soon-to-be hurricane, coming in that direction. Now, here we go with the continental U.S. Heavy snow will continue to spread south along the Rockies through Monday into Tuesday. An area of freezing rain and sleet is forecast to develop over portions of the southern plains to start later this week. Meanwhile, dry and gusty conditions will continue. Critical fire weather conditions from California into southern New Mexico, and Zeta, which is a tropical storm soon to be a hurricane, forecast to become a hurricane, tracking north across into the Gulf of Mexico. And like I said, all interest, East Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, panhandle of Florida, need to pay close attention. Kyle, take it from there.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in the southwest tonight. We have a freeze warning in the Tucson area. That's if you're coming across I-10. And if you're coming across I-8 heading towards California, between Yuma and El Centro, you're going to run into a possibility of a blowing dust advisory. This goes along with the high wind warnings that we have in many parts of California, but especially here in Southern California. We're expecting a high wind warning to last pretty much through Monday. As we go up into Northern California, we have fire weather warnings there, also high wind warnings as well, and we've got PG&E already turning off power to a lot of customers in Northern California, anticipating any kind of fire related wind or winds that could spark fires, basically. So they're taking precautions. Things change, of course, as we head up into Oregon up the 5 freeway. If you're traveling up the 5 through Eugene, Salem, and Portland, you've got a freeze warning, frost advisory in Seattle. We got to have a high wind warnings all around Salt Lake City. So if you're coming up the 15 there, you've got wind advisories and high wind warnings up in the Ogden and also in the Logan area. Then moving up into Montana, we've had a lot of snow in Montana. We've had 28 inches in Great Falls. In Missoula, they've had 13.8 inches. They were negative 7 degrees earlier, and that was a record. It was the earliest below zero on record in that area, also the coldest October low and also the coldest daily temperature. So a three-peat for Missoula in that area. And, of course, the temperatures are way down all over Montana. We may not be getting a lot more snow falling in the next few days, but there's a lot of snow on the ground, especially at 4th of July as well. Then moving down through Wyoming, Laramie warmed up a little bit since last hour, Captain. They're coming in at negative 5. Pardon me, I'm sorry, they cooled down. Negative 5 from negative 3. We've got winter storm warnings all the way down the I-25 corridor, and that reaches all the way down into New Mexico, Santa Fe, and Albuquerque.
Yep. All right. And Ruidoso, if you're going over the top of the Rock Indian Reservation Way, winter storm warning up there. Alamogordo, west and east out of there, winter storm watches. And winter weather advisory coming out of I-10 El Paso East over Fort Stockton Way over towards, let's see here, let's take it north. We'll go all the way from Nebraska, I-80, western part of Nebraska, winter storm warning, winter storm watch, all the way into Iowa, I-80, all the way down, everything in between to I-70, winter storm watch, all the way across into Missouri, halfway across Missouri, then down onto I-40, winter storm watch, by the way, Amarillo, winter storm warning, winter storm watch, Oklahoma, all the way across almost to Arkansas right now, and Texas, all the way from Amarillo on down to Midland, Texas, through Lubbock, down to Pecos, down to Fort Stockton, over towards Odessa, and you got a winter storm watch and advisory, so be advised that the weather's going to deteriorate fast. Now, very quickly, we've got a tropical storm which is headed into the Gulf of Mexico. It's called Zeta, and all interests from Louisiana to Mississippi to Alabama to the panhandle of Florida needs to pay attention to this storm. It's going to be a big-time rainmaker, might have some wind to it, but it's not going to be much more than a Cat 1 hurricane, I think, by what they're forecasting, so please be advised. And that'll be coming later in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, or thereabouts. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much and everything that's going on there. Now, talking to us right now will be Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. You heard about the 27th storm of the season, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that something? But anyway, this might hit the panhandle, and then again, it might not. All right, I got to ask you a question. Judicial Watch yesterday sent me a bulletin, one of their little bulletins. It said, we just filed a Freedom of Information Act FOIA lawsuit for text messages between McCabe and former FBI officials Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Jennifer Leonard, and the former Obama White House Deputy Assistant to the President for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, Lisa Monaco. What's going on?
Well, they don't have them all yet.
Yeah, but I mean, what's going on? Why are they doing that? What is the purpose? What are they looking for?
The Judicial Act?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. I can't speak for them. I don't know what their motivations are. But I think what would be necessarily proven is that the FBI still is not forthcoming on document requests.
Okay. That explains then why somebody leaked yesterday that after the election, if Donald Trump wins, Christopher Wray is gone. The CIA director, I forgot her name, is gone, right?
That's cool.
Yeah, and there might have been one more in the mix there, but anyway, I know, Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, this wasn't a leak. This was written up in Axios, and mm-hmm. I don't like the way they title it because they call it an execution list if Trump is reelected. So what he's doing is he's looking at his cabinet completely to see, you know, what his administration is going to look like in his second term. Another one that he's not particularly happy about, apparently, is Betsy DeVos over at the Department of Education. And I think what...
Hold that thought, so you can tell us on the other side, because you're going to get cut off. Okay, we will be back, and we'll talk about what it is. And this is not uncommon for a president to make some cabinet changes. I mean, hell, Barack Obama did it. But anyway, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.